Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners, welcome back to a new episode of
Youth Station.
I am Vita and with me
is Mustafa.
Okay, so once again we have the opportunity to be here talking about some controversial issues and topics, and the hot topic of today is the good parts of being greedy.
Greedy, so you're telling me that there are positive aspects of being greedy,
there
right?
May be.
There are definitely parts of, I think, positive aspects of being greedy, definitely.
Yeah.
For example, I would say you should be greedy when it comes to knowledge. Okay, that was the first thing that came to my mind. Like,
nice.
Okay. What I mean by that is, yeah, you should want more knowledge. You should go after more knowledge. You should be, you know, going after it as best as you can. I mean, what are some things that come to your mind?
I believe greed actually has a kind of negative context in it.
Right.
That, for example, when you are greedy, it means that you want more, even at the cost of sacrificing other people.
Right. Well, sometimes you don't have, when I'm talking about knowledge, you don't have to do it at the expense of others,
yeah.
Right? What greed means you want more, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't
exactly.
always have to be at the expense of others,
yeah.
Right? For example, I could be doing a job and I could be making, for example, you know, I could have a good business, but I want to expand that business even more.
Yeah.
That's a form of greed, isn't it?
I believe there is a good point and a good dimension about greed, and that's when it comes to self-development. Self-development can be about business, it can be about knowledge, it can be about your spirituality,
yes.
This and that. And this is the point and the time that you have to be greedy in order to upgrade yourself, in order to nourish your soul, to be a better person and a better human being. And these times are the times that you have to sacrifice other things in order to develop yourself. Like, for example, in order to develop your spirituality, you need to sacrifice some parts of your materialistic point of view. I mean, there is a cost for everything, and there is a huge cost for being greedy.
That's true. And this reminded me of the verse, one of the verses of the Holy Quran, where God says, you know, compete for good deeds. You know, he tells us,
exactly.
like, do business with me, you know, when it comes to good deeds. And we have also narrations which sort of point to the same thing. That yes, when it comes to good deeds and, you know, doing things for God and improving yourself spiritually, it's definitely not a bad thing to be greedy, right?
Exactly.
I think the self-development point is very, very correct.
Sure.
That that's where it comes in helpful.
One of the other things that we have to be greedy about is opportunities. You know, when it comes to opportunity, you have to have sharp eyes. And you have to be focused, attentive, and you pay a lot of attention to the environment in order to catch the opportunities that you have. Because most of the time, people focus on the difficulties and obstacles and bad dimensions of their life. That it may be natural because of the nature of survival that we have in ourselves. We need to be focused on bad things and threats, on dangers and harms. But I believe being greedy for opportunity will help you to open your eyes into the reality of life.
That's true. But what do you think about somebody who is becoming, a lot of times people become selfish because of their greed, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, that's something that I think we can discuss probably right after the break.
Exactly.
Okay.
So welcome back dear listeners, this is Youth Station and we're talking about the concept of greed. And we came to this point that...
Well, my question was that greed can sometimes make you really selfish, right? I mean, it could be even when you're doing it for positive things like we've said, but it can still make you selfish. How do you control that selfishness from cropping up? That's what I'm like, kind of, that's the question that I have in my mind.
I get your question, actually. I believe that in our nature, we have some maybe bad characteristics like anger, like, for example, greed, like the desire to do bad things and so on. And these kind of characteristics, by their nature, are not bad. When they will lead you to some consequences, to some actions that will harm other people and yourself, then you can call them bad characteristics. So greed, again, is one of these characteristics that is neutral, but based on the things that you do in order to nourish your greed and in order to actually satisfy the feeling that you have in your soul and in your actually brain, it can be something bad. So when talking about greed, I believe we are walking on the edge of a sword, okay? And this edge of a sword is so sharp, you have to be so attentive about the consequences of whatever you do with the intention of greed.
Well, I was thinking one way to sort of tackle that would be that selfishness is to sort of have collective greed, right? In the sense that whatever good you want for yourself, you should also then want that for others.
Exactly. Right?
In that way, I think you can sort of reduce that sort of selfishness inside of you and realize that everyone has similar needs. Everyone, you know, is going through the same many times problems and issues. And that if I want something good for myself, then I should want it for others as well, not just for myself, right? And for me, that's sort of a way that I personally try to cope and deal with my own greediness. Right?
Nice one. Actually, the thing is, I believe the point that you mentioned that whatever you want good for yourself, you have to want it for other people. And this is the same for bad things. When you don't want harm for yourself, when you don't want bad things to happen for you, you shouldn't want them for other people. So if you are seeing that your greed is harming other people, then by your logic, you don't want to be harmed by this method by other people. Then you shouldn't harm other people by your greed too.
Definitely.
Okay, it's the way just the world works. It's just the way the life works, I believe. And another thing about greed is some people are addicted to be greedy. You know,
that's true.
They are
yeah.
addicted to collect some, for example, beautiful things for themselves. When they go to a restaurant, they are greedy about choosing the most beautiful piece of food. And when, for example, they go shopping, they are greedy about buying the most beautiful product. You know, for example, they even push you in order to reach whatever they want because they are greedy. I mean, sometimes this greed will actually lead you to a road of addiction and habit. So what is the solution of this problem that we make
One place that you see people get greedy is when the dinner is served at weddings.
Exactly.
Okay? I don't know if you've seen, I don't know what it's like here in Iran. I haven't really been to an Iranian wedding.
Yeah.
But like back in Pakistan, it's just like as soon as the food comes out, people are just like, it's like a mob, like attacking the food.
Yeah, same
you
here.
Know? And that's crazy. When even as a child, I remember seeing that would shock me. You know, it's like these are adults. Like we're adults. Like why can't we just get in a line, and you know, be civilized? So it's strange how our greedy behavior will show up in like the most strange places. I think.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry. What was your question right before that?
The question was, what is the solution to this behavior that it will become to a habit?
Right. I think we have to realize that we live in a society, right?
Yeah.
And when we live in a society, like if we only think about ourselves, you know, and our own needs, many times we end up trampling on other people's needs, right? And that could occur maybe even inside a home where a husband or wife could be, for example, greedy about one thing over another and not care about maybe the children's needs, the husband's needs, or the wife's needs, right?
Yeah, right.
So we have to be very aware that that behavior can be very destructive, right? A lot of times that, for example, when you'll see cases of like divorces or, you know, other family issues that come up, it's because one person is being way more needy than the other.
Yeah.
Or on the flip side, they're not recognizing the other person's needs.
Yeah.
So that's something that we learn about in psychology, and I'll talk a little bit more about that right after the break.
Okay.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So we're back from the break, and I was just saying that you know, before we went to the break, that one of the things that we learn about in psychology is very much learning about other people's needs, right? And what that means, for example, is that if you have a child who's between the ages of 0 to 10, he has different needs from a child who's between the ages of 10 and 20.
Which is something natural.
Right. But, you know, it's natural, but up until I started studying it, I didn't really think about it. I didn't think about that, you know, my kid has very specific needs that I have to meet. Right. In the same way, it's the same for my wife or like for a woman, for a husband. It requires expertise and knowledge.
Yeah.
Like it's not just like common sense that you think about it. I think that's a really like sort of positive way to deal with our inner greed and in our you know.
I believe it was a kind of practical solution to the problem of habit of greed. And we talked about greed itself, that it can be controlled. And it depends on what kind of sort of things you are greedy. For example, if you're greedy about having more knowledge, then it's okay to actually develop this greed in yourself because it will lead to the self-development and to be more knowledgeable. But you have to be attentive about this point, that at what cost you are greedy.
Exactly. It can be a very positive thing, like you were saying. And, you know, we have examples of like, for example, one of my teachers tells us about this case where a husband was so much into like, you know, studying and like praying and all those things. He was completely ignoring his family, right, and their needs. And that obviously will lead to issues. Or we even have like another narration from like the Prophet's time, from Imam Ali's time, where a brother came and he said, you know, my brother, he spends all of his time in the mosque. He's always on the prayer mat.
Yeah, we have this story.
Right? And Imam Ali then brought him and pretty much scolded him. He said, you know, you should be looking at other things. So it's good to be greedy about those positive things as long as you're leaving a balanced life and you're meeting other people's needs as well, I think.
So I believe we have to keep the balance between the dimensions of the life that we are greedy in. For example, you shouldn't let your greed in a specific thing, even if that specific thing is productive, is something good like knowledge, let you be departed and detached from other dimensions of your life. And another thing is that the only thing I believe you have to be greedy about, and it has no side effect, and actually it has a lot of good consequences of your life, is to be greedy to have the love and satisfaction of Allah Almighty.
Definitely. To remember Him as much as we can. In fact, we have verses of the Quran, like, you know, which says that, or narration which says, you know, there's one thing that you can't do enough of is remembering God, right?
Yeah.
And I should clarify, that doesn't mean that, you know, you should always have like a tasbih, you know, beads in your hand.
No, it's not like that.
Remembering God, the way it was defined is, you know, you don't disobey Him, right?
Yeah.
That is the best remembrance of God that anyone can do, is to not disobey Him.
For sure. There are so many different aspects to actually have the love of Allah Almighty. And doing prayers or something like that is not the only way to get close to Allah Almighty. Sometimes even helping, I don't know, a poor child in the street is one of the most beautiful ways in order to reach Allah Almighty. And the thing is, we have to consider these different dimensions of life all together, and don't be focused only on one way, on one thing. I don't know, it doesn't matter if this thing is materialistic or spiritualistic. In both ways, we have to keep the balance and be moderate.
Yeah, you're definitely right. You know, it's not easy, by the way. All the things that we're discussing, you know, I don't think they're very easy tasks.
Life is not supposed to be easy.
They're difficult tasks, but I think we're all wanting a peaceful and happy life, right?
Yeah.
One of the sort of positive things about, you know, that we talked about in greed, is that if you want a better life, then you have to be greedy for that better life in the right manner, right? That's what we've been emphasizing,
that
we want to sort of do things in the right manner. And yeah, that's the challenge of life. I think everyone's struggling with that. It's not easy.
Exactly. So thank you, brother, for sharing your time and your knowledge with me here, and for not being greedy about your own knowledge to keep it all for yourself. So, and thank you to our listeners for listening to us. I hope this episode was actually useful for you. And that was all the time we had for today's episode. So, wassalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Allah. 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 Allah, Allah, Allah.